Welcome to the Embodiment Conference. This channel, Trauma and Social Change, it's absolutely the moment for that, isn't it? I'm Steve Hoskinson. I'm the founder of Organic Intelligence. I've been teaching in this area of trauma, embodiment, and social change for about 25 years. It's an honor, really, for us to be sponsoring this channel where we're going to hear a multiplicity of voice, all unique contributors to our collective understanding of how to move from trauma and support then social change. Our unique voice in organic intelligence has something to do with a koan that I'd like to present to you, which is trauma means unintegrated resource. And that's a koan, and if you'd like and are feeling intrigued about that riddle, then tune in to the post-trauma system development course that we are offering here. The coupon code that'll get you half off on that is ENJOY. Now, enjoy this next presentation, and we'll look forward to another meaningful time as we explore these topics, trauma and social change. Enjoy.
I would like to introduce our wonderful speakers, Kim and Asya. To those of you watching, this is a Zoom webinar, so you generally can't have your video or microphone off. However, if you would like to be seen, please click the raise hand button and we will promote you to panelists so that you can have your video on and interact with the presenters a bit more. So please do that. Raise your hand, click the blue button if you would like to be seen. Kim and Asya are people that I have been friends with, I've been working alongside for several years now. I will tell you what I know about them and then they can add whatever I've missed. I know that Asya is a teacher of English and she's also from a part of Russia that's like way on the other side. I've never been to the part of Russia where she's from. I hear it's really beautiful. I know that Kim is a therapist by training, and that both of them, it feels like they do most things together, and they're both working in the person-centered approach, and they both do playback theater. And I know that Kim had the joy of hosting Jonathan Fox yesterday. We have been working together in our activism, in our LGBTQ activism in Russia, running a program called the Queer Facilitator Course twice now for people and facilitators and leaders in the Russian LGBTQ community who would like to be more embodied. So I'm very grateful that you're here with us today, Kim and Asya, to give us some superpowers for Russian LGBTQ community and beyond. Thank you. The floor is yours.
Thank you, Julie. And yeah, as Julie said, we work together and we're here together. And this is honor and this is really inspiring. And what we do here in Russia, it's not only for Russian LGBT community, I believe it's for any LGBT community and actually not only LGBT, but we will talk specifically about how we applied at these programs Julie mentioned. So, before we start, why don't we just give ourselves a little shake? It's early morning in Russia, where you are, maybe it's late, maybe it's not, whatever. Maybe you just were sitting in front of your computer for a long time. Let's just, you know, start with a little moving. Yeah, I will stand up. You can sit, whatever suits you. Yeah, and maybe just go with little tapping, tap, tap, tap. Hello, good morning, hands.
Morning. Yeah.
Morning, yeah, depends. You can adjust it to whatever needs you have. Maybe just you spend a long day in front of the computer. Maybe you are late at night. Just find your own words and tap, tap, tap. Hello, hello, hello. Okay, yeah, and a little shaking.
Shaking always helps.
That's true. Okay, so, and let's start. what do we know about being queer in Russia? What do we know, actually?
Well, we know it can be tough.
It can be tough, and the most important, but you know, it can be dangerous, but not that dangerous. It's not a real threat in the street when you go out, but it is kind of psychological pressure most of the times. So what we learned, you know, on this understanding mental level, that
you have to know how to be on your own.
Yeah, you are kind of alone in this journey. The government wouldn't support you. Most of society wouldn't be really friendly, even though they might be not aggressive, but they won't be kind of supporting you. Mm-hmm. So we learned that we have to be on our own. And actually each of us queer people, different in some way, have to learn how to stand, how to be yourself.
Yeah, I'm laughing like, okay, this is really Russian style. So you have to, well, but you really need it. And that's what we have learned. And now when we have learned it, we can share it with everybody. Because if you can do that, you can do anything.
Yeah, then it might be quite theoretical right now, but I hope that by the end of the session, you will be on the same page with us. And so
actually, I just remember that we have this journey from trauma to leadership. And so right now we are like close to the first point. We are close to trauma. We are talking about this tough situation.
Yeah, so this traumatic experience, which is absolutely not unique to Russia or LGBT, it's actually the experience that one gets when, you know, you're somehow different, somehow not accepted, somehow not supported in your difference mm-hmm. from the others, right?
Yeah, so we right now can try and feel it. Can try and get it, get this experience, but very gently, because here it's really early in the morning, so be careful, be gentle to yourself, and really it's kind of experiment, so you can go into it, or maybe not, just stay aside, look at it, well,
yeah,
up to you.
So now when you know that you have to take care of yourself on your own, right, we invite you to just to try this little experiment. Mostly imaginary. Mm-hmm. So let's imagine that you were to come here, turn on your video, turn on your mic, and speak about something meaningful to you. And imagine that the surroundings are not that friendly.
Mm-hmm. Maybe not aggressive, but just not friendly.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
you can... adjust the level of unfriendliness up to yourself.
Yeah, so don't just get too scared. Just imagine that it's kind of a tense and a little bit stressful situation. Okay, let's just take a few moments for this, for everyone to imagine that. Mm-hmm. And right now, what do you notice in your body? Yeah, what is kind of happening in your body? How do you react to this situation? When you have something meaningful and you open up and the surrounding is not that friendly. Mm-hmm. Well, if you're willing, but absolutely this is a matter of your choice, you can put something in the chat. And we will just tell you our own experience. So what about you?
Yeah. So the question is what's happening, right?
Yeah. So when you go in front of people,
okay,
and they're not that friendly,
yeah,
and
what I feel is like it's kind of pressing over here, and you know, like I'm a knight and I have this helmet on it, and it's like very dark and I really can't see a lot through it. And so I also notice that it's tension. I notice tension happening here.
Okay.
So I'm like tensed a bit. And what else is happening? well, like it's not enough air, for example. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I don't feel enough free enough to breathe.
So you kind of crawl this.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Curl inside.
Okay. Well, and mine is kind of the same, but totally opposite, because I feel a lot of tension in my chest, and I feel I can see, but only in front of me, and it's this tunnel thing, and the direction is very straightforward, and I have a lot of tension in my hands and my back. So, yeah.
So, but now we were talking about what's happening, right?
Yeah. And I think this is the place where we mention this name one more time on this conference. He's a teacher of ours and one of the biggest inspirations for the embodiment conference to happen, Paul Linden. He talks about that these things in our bodies, they don't just happen, right? They are made.
By who?
Yeah, who made them?
Who's this? Okay.
Okay, so somebody made them, and this is really a matter of faith. But for this session, for another 40 minutes, if you do not agree with that, just pretend, just imagine that is a matter of experiment, that I am the person who is doing this in my body. I am the one who is creating this feeling, this tension. Well, even though sometimes it feels I don't know, it's just he made me. He made me.
You made everybody, because you said, let's imagine.
Yeah. And still, it's every one of us doing this particular thing, this particular, how we call it in English?
Patterns.
Yeah, somatic pattern. For example, let's say we all feel angry with something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and how do I do anger? How do I, when I'm angry, what do I do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I kind of clench my jaw. I really want to go. What about you?
About anger?
Yeah.
I squint my eyes and put it.
Yeah,
in.
And you can see even the difference right now. Like I go to the screen and Ashley goes off the screen, so it's totally different. And you can just take a moment for yourself and find your way of doing anger, for example.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we also can come back to this stuff we have done. I mean, what happens when I have to go into an unfriendly environment?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so what's happening? Yeah, but how do I do what's happening?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, so now if we know, even though it's kind of frustrating, for the first time, definitely I was angry with this saying, what does it mean I do that? No, I don't. I'm a really nice person. I don't do all this unpleasant stuff. So, but on the other hand, it's very powerful, it's very empowering, because if I am the person who's doing that,
then I'm in charge.
Yeah, that I'm the person who can undo that, right?
Right, I'm the boss, I can do what I want. I just need to know what I want and how to do it, how to undo it. So that's why let's come back to this and see what I'm doing. So.
Yeah, let's come back to the situation. If you had a chance to notice what do you do in your body,
mm-hmm.
what happens in your body when you are in these unfriendly surroundings, stating something meaningful for you, what's happening?
And what you are doing.
Yeah, and but this happening, how do you create this?
Mm.
What do you do? If you're willing, you can put this in the chat or just notice for yourself. Okay.
So for yourself, what do you do?
So yeah, as I said, this tunnel vision appears, this tension. And actually, if I just don't think about it as it appears and think about it as I'm doing this, I can say that actually I tense my shoulder, you know, I stop breathing, or I see directly. I have quite a wild imagination. So I see this guy in the crowd, and he is, I don't know, just really unfriendly, let's put it this way. And I don't know, maybe he just got fired as his friend or a partner, or maybe he just had a bad day at work, but doesn't matter. I just see that he's not happy. So I'm going to, be aggressive. And this is so not helpful, right? Especially if I think that I'm going to talk about something meaningful for me. And I want these people to understand me, right? And I want to inspire maybe. Mm-hmm. How can I do that when I'm just want to hit this guy?
Okay. So you're saying like this. So what do you do to get this?
Yeah. So I kind of narrow. Mm-hmm. I kind of narrow in my head, in my chest, and then have this super focused, not even focused, like mm-hmm. super limited vision of what's happening at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I can say that vision is really, it's really the thing I don't have when I'm doing this. Yeah. So as I said, I'm like a bit pulled in, and I can't see stuff. So I'm really like closing my eyes a bit. And yeah, I'm like a hedgehog, you know, like curled inside. So I have very, very ready back. So if you hit me there, then I'm ready. Uh-huh. And everything is tense, and yes, I'm a bit contained.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, and I guess this is not very helpful either.
Well, I can say that maybe in some cases it can be helpful, but in most cases of communication, of course, no. So I can't communicate to anybody if I can't see anybody. So I can't communicate if every person is actually an enemy. So I really, unlike you who's getting ready to attack, I am ready to protect. Mm-hmm. So I'm very protective in this case.
Yeah, and this is true that all these reactions, because definitely it is a reaction, right? That's how I react to this situation. They're definitely not bad or either not good. They're just our patterns. These are bodily habits. That's what we do in, let's say, this kind of situation. Right? And the thing is that sometimes, and actually lots of times, they're not very useful. They're not very efficient, effective, right? Mm-hmm.
So how can we undo them? What can we do to undo?
Yeah, and here comes the embodiment. There's its superpowers, but actually just very simple tools. It's very simple. It's very easy to understand, to use. But it's so difficult to really install it in your life. So, let's just try with them, start with few. And actually, as I understand, you have to find your own ones, right? The ones which will work for you the best. And we'll just show you few. So you can choose, you can try them on, and then practice. So what's your favorite?
Well, to begin with, it's maybe one of my favorites is just to, as you can see, I'm like adjusting myself to the place and like finding myself here. I'm here. How my feet are on the floor, how my butt is on the chair, how do I feel the fabric of my t-shirt? So I'm here, mm-hmm, okay? Mm-hmm. So I'm like.
Okay. So you're kind of, putting yourself in the context, in the place.
Yeah. Because when I'm closed like this, mm-hmm. I'm really disconnected. I have like this fat layer between me and everything around. So I'm really protected in this, but I'm really disconnected. So I connect to the things. Mm-hmm. I connect to whatever I can to. So it's like my chair, the floor.
Okay. So, we invite you, if you were able to imagine that uncomfortable situation in the beginning with you standing in front of people, just try to go back there and find this connection. Yeah, for example, so I'm in front of these people and I feel my bum,
if I'm sitting, maybe if I'm standing as well, but if I'm standing, easier to feel my feet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe I stand near the wall, then I can, you know, mm-hmm. Just go and feel my back side.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if I'm sitting, there is a back of the chair, so mm-hmm. I can feel this back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And sometimes if I am standing and, you know, there's not a lot of thing to sense, mm-hmm. well, I can just touch
mm-hmm.
myself. Oh, okay. It's here. I'm here. Hello. Who's there? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Great. And notice in that uncomfortable situation we were talking about, if you find this
ground.
Yeah, sense of ground, sense of things around you. How does it change? What do you do in your body in a new way when you feel these surroundings? Okay. So, and my favorite, and this is really depends on your
preferences,
right? Because Asa, she likes touching things, right? And she's a painter, by the way. She likes to paint. She, you know, she would bring the paper and touch it and explain me, and I'm like, this is the paper, right? So, for me, touching doesn't work that well, but breathing, you know, in any situation, even before I can start, you know, feeling my feet on the floor, for me, it is good to start breathing and pay attention to this breathing. Yeah, let's just take a few breaths right now. Inhale. And just look with your inner eye how the air comes in, mm-hmm. where it goes, how it leaves your body. Yeah, just a few more breaths. And immediately I feel that my attention, if we come back to that situation, is not this guy anymore. It is here with me. I'm looking at how I am breathing, right? And when I'm here, I can actually take a look back at this guy, and I just see, well, right now I see that he's just tired, you know? He doesn't have anything against myself. He just has his own thing going on, right? Okay. And what about you? If you bring yourself back to that situation and just start breathing there. Do you see any difference?
Do I see any difference?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I see all the difference. I'm like, I feel a bit lighter, because in my case, it was actually really hard. It's heavy to be like this. So now when I'm filled in with air, I feel like I'm lighter and it's easier to see that it's easier to be. And also I feel like it's a bit lighter in my head. So it's not so dark. It's not such a dark helmet as I had. So it's, I actually can see light around me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you?
So, well, as I said, I just come back mm-hmm. and I don't see this threat in mm-hmm. that person anymore. And also I feel like, oh, I was so tense in mm-hmm. my back. So, okay, I can relax
a
bit.
You can notice some stuff.
Yeah, totally. And, you know, next thing, after I came back here, I can actually come back in a bigger context, not with sensing, but with mm-hmm. just looking at this stuff. Oh, the window is there. there is a cat. There is a sofa. So I just, you know.
Can see around, can yeah, see the colors and other shapes. Okay.
Okay.
And so when you actually see all this, like it's getting wider, your sight is getting wider, so you can really, you are now, I am now actually, I'm now like installed inside. So I started with this little point, mm-hmm. yeah, where I am, and then I'm like, okay, I'm here too. So it's not like I'm only at one place, I'm at this place, and yeah, I'm actually bigger. I can feel like I exist in a bigger way.
True, true. And I see that something is going on in the chat. If you want, just put your what do you notice in the chat, and we can discuss that closer to the end, right?
Mm-hmm. So we are moving from trauma to
leadership.
And, yes. And right now I'm like a few steps forward the leadership. So I'm
well, let's at least away from trauma, yeah. from that unpleasant state, mm-hmm. right? So, and I just wanted to add, but when you said about this bigger context, mm-hmm. it also brings me to the point that actually remembering who I am at this moment, what am I doing in this moment, right? Because at the moment when I was all tensed and looking at that person, I wasn't the person with all these inspiring things to share. I was the person with just one need to get rid of this guy, right?
Mm-hmm. And now it's like you can remember stuff, what I love, what I'm ready to fight for, or what I'm ready to be with. So like bigger dreams, bigger things.
Yeah, and this is actually what really matters, because this reaction to this guy is one time thing, right? I forget about this in a few minutes. And what is really important for me, what I really want to share with the world, it's what makes me wake up in the morning. It's what makes me moving through the day,
yeah,
right?
Except the cat that wakes you up.
Right? Yeah, and cat also wakes me up. But this is also kind of meaning, right?
Okay,
so what's next?
Yeah, what other step toward leadership can we make? And we have already discussed like grounding, yeah, like
yeah, sensing your surroundings.
Your surroundings and breathing and wider view.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, another thing. And as we said, remember, these are all kind of different tools. You can use them all together, like we are doing now. You can use, just pick one for the starters. If you've never done something like this, just pick one, what you like, and try to apply it. Maybe once a day, maybe a few times a day, maybe once an hour later on. So depends. Everybody has different pace and different,
preferences.
Okay. So another thing I really love and really works for me, it's balance. But it's not like I will stand. Well, you can sit if you want. So not a balance in a way like unbalanced, right? It's just you find your own balance in terms of, okay, right now, just feel your left side and your right side. Well, do you feel maybe more tension in one of the sides? I usually feel that the right side is a little bit more tensed. So what can you do? Well, move to this very soon, but let's check some other dimensions, right? Mm-hmm. So your upper half of the body and...
lower body?
Yeah, and then another one, right? How do you feel? For some people, they say, oh, I just feel everything's happening here, right? And some people are like, oh, I'm kind of numb here and everything is here, right? So just notice how it is for yourself. Mm-hmm. And maybe check your front side and your back side. How is it? Where is more tension? So this is not a final answer, by the way. It's going to change. It is changing every day for me. Like each time I pay attention, it's a bit different. But I do have some preferences. Like, for example, for me, the right side is more tense. And I tend, but for example, right now, I tend to go up. I tend to kind of stuck here, right? Especially when I'm excited, when I really want to move things around. So I kind of go here. And it's not a bad thing, one more time. But sometimes it's maybe a little bit too much, too overexciting, right? So when I'm talking about balance, I offer you to try this. For example, if you, like me, find yourself a little bit up there, so just using your breath again, and you can help you with your hands, just, you know, go a little bit down. Yeah, and then up again, but not so high, right? And just bring it a little bit down. Okay. And if, for example, I'm too stressed on my right side, I can also do this, like, you know, bring it to the center. And of course, it looks kind of strange if I do this in subway, you know. So I don't do this in subway. I just actually this now we are exaggerating this to make it very clear and very understandable. But I saw it another day and Richard Sims' session. He was just showing this one finger, you know. So you go up if you need, you go down if you need, you go left or right, whatever you need, right? You don't even need your finger. You can just imagine that and help yourself settle with your breathing, with your hands, with whichever instruments you find appropriate for this. Yeah. Okay. A little bit more balanced. Yeah. Right now.
And I noticed that I actually feel so calm. So I started closing my eyes. And then I remembered, so actually, what we are doing here, we are talking about being inside of the society, right? So maybe it's really relaxing and a bit meditative to close your eyes, but what we are doing here, it's not closing eyes and not meditating, right? So we are just getting here. So it's better to keep your eyes opened.
Yeah, because even though we said it's not dangerous, it is quite stressful. Yeah, I mean, to be queer in Russia. So you have to stay these open eyes and see what is really going on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also be able to really evaluate the situation. Is this dangerous? Is not dangerous? It's like, what is happening? Okay. So all of this, all these instruments we used right now kind of moved us from that traumatic space where we started to some calm, safe place.
Stable place.
Yeah. And actually a little bit sleepy place, right? Because, you know, after all the tension, you kind of, okay, it's time to relax. But if you remember, we are talking about moving from trauma, not to sleeping, but to leadership, right? So what else really needed to become a leader in this situation? It is funny. And it is Paul Linden again. Mm-hmm. What's missing is love.
Okay, love.
Yeah. Well, love in this case means not even super romantic feeling. Love is like this warm openness you have when you think, oh, I don't know, let's say about a child if you have one, or a partner if you love one, or maybe a cat, or maybe it's some place that you really like to be in, maybe some food even. maybe some music. Mm-hmm. One more time, just find your own way to get there. And for me, it helps, you know, touch my chest or, you know, somewhere in your heart, connect and find this feeling, create this warm and open. I can see this
open and shining.
Yeah, and this is the next step on it. So when you find it, when you can connect with it, just let it go. Let it go out of that hidden point inside of you.
Into all the directions. So it's like rays going out.
Yeah. Like maybe like sunshine, maybe like anything else, you know, radiating from you. And remember, we were finding our balance in these different directions, left and right, up and down. Well, now just let this shine go in all these directions. Back and forth, up and down, left and right. Ooh, let it fill the room. Yeah, let it fill the street. Oh, it's sometimes it's overwhelming. Just also take care of yourself. I just felt, I don't know, it's not
you're ready to cry.
Yeah, not ready to cry, but you know, this kind of,
Yeah.
So it's good. And it's also changing the state completely. So when you do it, notice how's your mood right now? How do you feel how do you sit in your chair or stand or lay down, whatever you do? Okay. What about you?
Well, yeah, it's really great. It's really like inspiring. And now I'm thinking, okay, so I'm here, I'm shining and I'm like, I have this point where I am, I have this space where I am, I have this light, which I am actually too. And then, so what about leadership? How do we get to the leadership? What is this next step?
And again, for each of us, it is different. And we're just going to offer you a few ways we do that. And maybe using these ways, not copying them, but, you know, just, okay, they can do this, I can do that. You can find your own way, right? So let's start with you.
Okay.
So since you're radiating and loving already, how can you move to leadership from this point?
Okay, so what I'm imagining, I don't need really to imagine it because I'm here on the screen and I'm talking to people, I don't know, how many, because it's going to be in the recording too. And okay, so what I'm here, I'm talking, and then I feel this, you know, little step back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when I'm like, okay, what am I doing? Am I really good for this? Am I really the one who has to be here or something else? Like again, I'm back. And then what I need to do is like, okay, yes, I'm here. I'm balanced, I'm breathing, I am shining. Yeah, and when I'm doing this, like this way and here again, this way and here again, so it may look like swings, but actually this is just moving forward because every time it's going to be a next step. You see, this time I was thinking, am I good enough? Yeah, and next time I will think, well, is my English good enough? Or next time I'm going to think, okay, well, I have had bad headache today. Okay, and again, I can go forward. Every time I can just make this step. It's moving.
So the leadership is not like, I am the Superman, I'm always flying in that direction, right? So this is that we are human, right? And we do experience these reactions. We do curl, we do fight, we do flight, we do all this, but not the Superman flight. And the leadership is all about that, even though I do that, I know how to do the different.
Mm-hmm.
The leadership is not, I'm never scared. I'm never angry. I'm so like, I didn't know these people. Maybe they are exist somewhere, but I never met them. I met people who get scared, who run from scary things, who fight this in an inappropriate situation sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I can stop, I can pause, right? I can breathe. I can feel my bum, my feet, my skin, right? Breathe more. See the bigger picture. See the context. What am I doing right now? Who am I right now? What is important for me? And how all this lives inside of me? How do I do these things? And now when I'm connected to all this, I can give it to others. And then come back if I need to. If the stress is bigger than my shining, which is happening all the time for me. So, you know, I just come back, start all over again, and make one step forward.
And so the more you do it, the better you get at it. So it's really a matter of practice.
Yeah, yeah. Well, actually, you know, some people recently I received this, you are so strong, you're so stable. And I'm like, yeah, for like 2 years. And before that, I was really mass. And I practiced embodiment for like 4 years, maybe. Yeah. And after 2 years, it became visible what I'm doing. What I am doing inside of me, it became visible for others. So, and they're like, "Huh, what is the thing? What
is this magic you're doing?"
Yeah, yeah. And I'm just doing what I'm doing. And the more you do this, the better it is visible. It is helpful for me. It is helpful for people around me. And actually, now I have the best relationship with my family. From my whole life because of this, partly because I became able to stand there, you know, to speak for myself and not to fight with them, not to push them away, but love them in the way that, you know, they don't accept me, but they're still my family. So, and I can stand and I can love. Even it's how you call it, you know, there are happy families who very everybody happy with each other, but at least I imagine them. I guess there are no sort of families, but
like Superman.
Yeah, like Superman. But right now it is really changing. Mm-hmm. So we got another 10 minutes. Whoa, that was good. But because we were afraid that we won't be able to put everything. Mm-hmm. Embodiment is magic. I agree. Yeah, yeah, that is. So if you want to share something or make some questions, it's time for this. Or we can just go and try some other exercise.
So, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember it. We wanted to also tell about a few cases.
Okay.
Like we worked this this in Russia. Mm-hmm. You want to start?
Well, one of the cases. Mm-hmm. So what really inspires me when I can see that people actually come out. So, because every time, you know, it's a big problem. It's a problem because you never do it like, this is one time and that's it. You always do it all the time, right? So it's like continuing coming out all the time, wherever you come, whoever you meet, you just always decide to say or not to say, to say when. If I say now, is it okay? Or if I say later, will I be able to say it later, actually?
Yeah, is it too soon right now? Or maybe, oh, it's too late already.
Yeah, so it's a big deal. And for some people, and I have seen that, and it really brought tears into my eyes, that they have been in the closet for years, for dozens of years.
Yeah, so they're basically old, and they're in the closet their whole life.
And this is just really hard, because I understand how it is hard to be, not to be yourself, like not to tell anybody what kind of person you are, who are you living with, who you love. So like always part of your body is just missing from the reality.
Part of your life, part of yourself, right? So you're like half of you walking in the streets, mm-hmm. and interacting with people, and half just crying somewhere in the closet, right?
Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, in these cases, when we learn to come out, when we learn how to do it, maybe once in a life or maybe every day. So we just really do these things again and again, come back to our to the way of being, to how we can do it, being ourselves.
Yeah. And it doesn't mean that you have to go everywhere and come out to everybody. It's just it is also you practice, you train yourself as an instrument to measure, you know, how do I know if it's really a good place, a good time to come out? Like, I actually don't know, but I have to find it in myself, right? I have to create this space first in myself, and then I can do it outside.
Right, because sometimes it's really hard to come out, even in like LGBT community, when you just come there and like you even don't have this power to say it there. So really the first place is inside. So when I have this place inside, yeah, now I can do it somewhere near myself.
Yeah. Another case,
mm-hmm.
It's really, really crazy how real all this kind of metaphorical stuff we're talking here about, for example, standing. Yeah, we were talking, okay, we have to stand, we have to be able to take care of ourselves, and we have to stand for this, right? So this girl comes to the group and she says, okay, tomorrow or maybe like next week, I need to go to courtroom and stand there for like 8 hours.
Yeah, so I don't know what the procedure is, but they're really standing there, standing like,
yeah. So and she's got there because of some activism, LGBT activism related issues. So we actually trained how to stand, because, you know, you can stand different way, right? So first she said, well, I would just stand like I'm not there, you know, just try to hide. And actually you can do that, right? You can kind of disappear, even you are presenting, but you are kind of slipping away. And it is very noticeable. I don't know if we can try it right now. Can we?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, she's professional in that, so that's why I am asking for her help.
Okay, so when I'm like not here, right?
Yeah, okay, and can you imagine, like, I just start talking, and even though she's in a red t-shirt, I kind of really stop seeing her. But not for real, but for some sensing. I don't know if you can feel it, but I definitely can. And if you stay there, don't come closer, but just come back and, you know, shine a little bit. Okay, let's just see this experiment. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and now if you bring your attention also to the screen, to us, and to... Do you see the difference? Well, I definitely can feel it. Even if I don't see her, I just feel something, you know? There was like emptiness, and now it's like kind of wave washing on me. I know what you're talking about, of feeling invisible. Yeah, Yeah, so and this is one of the biggest parts of our program, that we are, you know,
getting visible.
Yeah, learning how to be visible. Mm-hmm. Maybe first like this, and then like this, and then when I am visible, I can be a leader. I can share.
Because if you're invisible, yeah, it just nobody will see what to follow if you're not there.
Yeah, I feel it too, said Didre, in my heart. And yeah, it just feels. And even sometimes you don't pay attention to that.
Or you just get used to it.
Yeah, but it is definitely there. So if you, again, it's a kind of matter of faith, of belief. If I believe it is like that, so I'm in charge of it, I can do that, then actually my life is so much better, is so much satisfying and fulfilling, that actually I choose to believe that.
Right. And one more thing, which I was thinking standing there and coming back, is that actually for those of us, but it's really from trauma to leadership, because for those of us who have had this hard time, who had to overcome something, actually every of these steps I have already showed, it's like we are getting stronger, we are getting bigger, yeah, because you also include this thing like being invisible and being visible into your reality. So your reality, you yourself, you become bigger. And that's how you really get to be the leader.
Yeah, and for me, it is, somebody wrote, Marina wrote, it is in our nervous system. Yeah, it is in our nervous system. It you can read and watch videos about how does it work. And it's really not that important at the moment, because since you understand what you do, and how do you do that, then it doesn't matter which system it is. It is just gives me the control settings back to me. And I can do that. And you can do that. And we just need a little practice.
Okay, we've got a question.
Oi, question. Okay, it is mostly the governmental and systematic policies in Russia that discriminate, or is it rampant amongst regular people too?
Okay.
Yeah, it's just you know, not a normal thing, you know.
Well, and if you got this information, get this information from everything, from every place, like from the TV or from newspapers saying that this is bad, this is unacceptable, this is against the law, because there are some laws like this. Of course, regular people also get this idea that this is something bad.
Yeah.
Nobody would go against something good. So this is something bad.
Well, are we still? Yeah, we live in Russia. We're quite open. But at the same time, like, we didn't post a link to this workshop on our Facebook. But we post about our queer facilitator course. It is difficult to tell. You see,
it's a kind of balance we also always have to have. It's like, yeah, we are open, and at the same time we know, like, okay, there are some things about safety. So you better just take care of yourself too.
Yeah. Oh, just one last sentence. One last sentence is about that. As we said, it's not that dangerous, but it is discriminating. And it is actually not worse than we have this friend, and she can't see, she's blind, mm-hmm. right? And actually it is very unsafe for her as well. I mean, we are all different in some other, in some own ways. And the important thing is to be in charge of what is happening. And for this, you just remember that you are the person who is doing things in your body, in yourself. And knowing that, you can do anything. Superman.
Thank you so very much. That was a really important comment you made about how, say, these feelings of invisibility, they're not just beliefs that we have in our head. Every belief that we have is a belief that we practice. The way that you were doing invisibility in the background, it was so different, the way your eyes, you know, the tension in your muscles, than when you were shining and radiating out. So yeah, thank you for that. And yeah, a little comment, if I may, on how dangerous or not dangerous it is, as someone who's also queer and living in Moscow, I would say it's also about whether you're in a big city or not. And I think that's similar around the world. Yeah. Say, I don't think you're any safer in a small town in Russia than you are in a small town in Texas, being queer. Yeah. And in Moscow, there's so many people. What are we, like 15 million more?
Yeah.
Nobody cares so much. But yeah, the general attitude isn't very approving, although I'm hoping that, you know, the people of our generation are coming around gradually. So thank you so much for this. There will be some links appearing in the chat so that you can connect with us further. You're very welcome to join the Facebook group of the conference, as well as the Facebook group of the Trauma and Social Change channel. That's where you can find the live streams of all of the sessions, which are available for 48 hours free of charge after they stream. So the same way that they are available on the conference portal. If you would like to keep the sessions of the conference forever, have access to that whole library to digest in your own time, you are welcome to purchase an upgrade either for the channel or for the whole conference. And that comes along with summary notes for every session and audio only downloads and some other goodies. So do look into that. So there are some links that I would also like to share about Kim and Asya. They are doing a queer facilitator course online in Russian. So if you speak Russian, that starts on November 9th, is it, or the 8th?
8th.
November 8th is when it starts. And you can be in touch with Kim and Asya over Facebook. And do join a coffee break room, if you like, to have a chat with other participants. Maybe Kim and Asya will also join the coffee break room, and you can talk to them with video and mic on. And in the final minute, I'd like to bring it back to you. So in a sentence, what is your top embodiment tip that you're willing to share with us today?
May I go first?
Yeah, okay. So my top tip is, whenever you have this, like, step back, good, because you have an opportunity to step forward. So it's really the way we move forward. Great, go for it.
And I'll just say it one more time. I do the things I do. So, and I can do anything. Well, everything.
Thank you so much, Kim. Thank you so much, Asya. Thank you to all of you who are tuning in live or through the Facebook live stream. You're welcome to join Coffee Break Rooms, and we will be looking forward to seeing you again at the next session of the Trauma and Social Change channel. It will be Ari Geva, interviewed by Nia Esterman, whom you may have seen perhaps in the channel already. And he will be talking about his journey towards healing PTSD. He is an ex-special forces guy from Israel. It might be quite interesting. So do take care of yourselves between sessions, and see you around. Goodbye.
Thank you.